We'll take a 5-minute recess. We have a time certain at 3.
Some people, because your tax credit, the developers came and told me that these tax credits have limited value when you have to essentially finance the whole thing. I think a loan program on favorable terms that allowed people to do the upfront work is probably where cross-performance would be helpful. And by the way, if they're charging a low market interest but still an interest, presumably they're generating some return on their capital.
Yeah. So, what do you mean when you're striking this amendment? Are you striking?
Well, I'll just give you my quick overview of all three.
Okay.
This is designed to highlight what I think.
I guess we're not doing amendments today.
We're going to put amendments on the table.
Oh, okay.
We're not going to vote on them.
Yeah.
But the mayor's going to just put them on the table so people can react. This one just focuses a little more attention on the fact that affordable housing should be a priority. I actually disagree with the idea that we should dilute the standard and kick it out further, because I think these are people that don't have choices.
Yeah.
And I think they become morally a more compelling thing.
Yeah.
This one says this is the cart before the horse. This is because a number of people came in and said to me, if we say we're imposing the mandate but we haven't figured out how to pay for it, they'll have trouble getting refinanced. So what this does is says, go do your process to figure out how we're going to pay for this for class 3 and 4 buildings. But don't declare the mandate until you come back with the way to pay for it. And I'm told that it has more to do with the fact that we're not changing we're making clear to people that this is not a negotiable over time. It's going to happen. But I don't see the point in putting in a marker.
We have to prep you guys for this.
So that was like come back in a year.
And
except
for
markers. Well, that's a good debate. I think that's what a majority of the committee decided. Put a marker down and then figure it out. And this one came out because there was ambiguity about whether it's actually going to apply. And I think after all the work we did, I want to make sure that this committee that's established by our rules, people declare conflict of interest.
Right.
And since someone didn't get a clear answer for that, I just drafted a memo. I'm not going to fall on my sword on this. We're not going to vote on it today.
Yeah.
But again, the intent is not to let them off the hook, but to say, don't adopt the mandate and put the marker down until you figured out how it's going to be financed. That's a 1-year proposition.
Yeah, I guess
your view may be with the marker down.
We don't have a total obligation to help them figure it out. We do have an intergenerational obligation to get this problem taken care of.
Right.
And to say, regardless which side of the ledger falls on, whether it's a public or a private, it's got to happen. There's probably going to be some blending of those two.
This is means, not ends, Dan.
Right. Go ahead.
So, if you disagree with it, I'm just putting it on the table.
Yes.
And if there's no support for it, so be it. But it's not intended to signal that I disagree with the end. It's about means. And I prefer not to put a cloud on a property until we figured out what is the suite of tools that are available to people. I also think it's an easier pill to swallow. I think we're good.
Okay. Minor?
No, Chief Meyer came to see me the other day. Oh, that's cool. Just between us. I asked him what it was like working.
Yes, it was.
What's like working?